If you're new to Google Ads, selecting a campaign objective and campaign type from so many different options can be confusing. So in today's video, I'm going to be breaking down the six types of Google Ad objectives and the six types of Google Ads campaign. I'll be showing you the practical uses of each of the options, which objectives and types we recommend, and the ones you should stay away from because selecting the wrong objective or campaign type can waste a lot of money. Now, if you're new here, hi, I'm Kurt from OneBase Media, and I'm here to help you get more local customers for your service business. So if you don't want to miss any videos, join our community and hit that subscribe button and the bell icon to get notified. Google Ads offers various campaign objectives, each designed to fulfill specific advertising goals. The first one is the sales objective. This objective in Google Ads is tailored for businesses aiming to directly sell products online. Selecting this option will optimize your campaigns and drive actual purchases on your website. With features such as conversion tracking and remarketing, you can streamline the whole buying process and maximize revenue by efficiently converting ad clicks into actual sales. The second option is the leads objective. This objective helps you to generate potential customers who are interested in your services. You can gather customer information through sign-up forms or get them to call you directly. So if you're a service-based business and have a website or a landing page where you want people to come and inquire about your services, then the leads objective is the best option. Next, we have website clicks. This campaign objective should be used when you want more people to visit your website. While it attracts visitors, this objective doesn't focus on direct sales or conversions. If your main goal is immediate revenue, it's not the best fit. Website clicks is something that we never use for our clients, and we certainly don't recommend choosing this option if you want more leads or sales. Next up is brand awareness and reach. You should only consider this option if you have a big ad budget. We recommend this for big brands and companies that want to increase their visibility and brand recognition across a large audience. It basically works like a TV or newspaper ads, where big brands advertise their products or services all the time to a large audience because their goal is to always be present. This objective will not help in driving sales or generate leads for your business. So if you're a small or medium-sized business, then don't choose this option either. App promotions helps you drive more installs, engagement, or in-app actions for your app. So use this objective only when you have an app that you want your customers to install. For most businesses, this is not the case, so skip this option. The store visit objective, like the name suggests, is used when you want to drive more traffic to your physical store. So if you're a brick and mortar store and your aim is to boost footfall and sales in your store, then use this option. This objective is good for businesses that sell physical products. So if you're a local service business, then this objective is not for you. Now let's talk about campaign type. The first campaign type is search. Search campaigns on Google Ads are like online billboards for your business. They make you visible when people search for what you offer. They are great for service-based businesses like local plumbers, landscapers, or roofers. These ads will appear when someone Googles words related to your products or services. For instance, if you're a plumber and someone searches for plumber near me, your ad will show up. So if you want to be seen by people actively looking for your services, select search campaigns. Performance Max campaign gives you the ability to create multiple ads on different platforms within one single campaign. You can create YouTube ads, image ads, search ads, shopping ads, and many more. Google will smartly sequence these ads to nudge the viewers towards buying your product. This campaign uses Google's algorithm to find the best spots for your ads. So it will start performing better and better as more data and information gets fed back in. Display campaigns allow you to reach your target audience with visually engaging ads. These ads can be text-based, image-based, or even a video ad that encourages users to click through to your landing page and make a purchase. Your ads will be shown on websites that your target audiences usually visit. These types of ads are great for retargeting and to increase your brand awareness. Shopping campaigns on Google Ads act as an online storefront. This makes them perfect for businesses selling products, such as clothing brands or electronics stores. These campaigns showcase your products with images and their price when people search the product name. So if you're selling physical products and want a visually appealing way to reach potential buyers, then select the shopping campaign type. It's a seamless way for customers to see what you sell at a glance and makes it easier for them to make a purchase. We use video ads campaign on YouTube for retargeting potential customers that came to our website but did not complete the purchase. They can be used to give customers more information about your business, inform them about your services, and slowly warm them up to make a purchase. I would suggest you create a different video for this ad campaign rather than using videos from your YouTube channel. This is because the engagement metric for a YouTube ad and for long format YouTube videos are different. If you use a video that's already on your channel, it will fail to perform and you end up ruining your organic engagement. Lastly, demand gen is a new campaign type that Google has recently introduced. They are targeted more toward businesses who want sales from top of funnel traffic, through image and video ads. The goal of top of funnel traffic is to make people aware of your products and services and pique their interest. The more people who notice, the more chances you have of making sales. The ads will be shown across Gmail, YouTube Shorts, YouTube InStream, YouTube Discover Feed, and YouTube InFeed. As YouTube Shorts is still relatively new, it's not heavily monetized, meaning our ads will have a really low cost per click and a really good conversion rate. But to run these ads, you will need to have a really good video production and ad strategy in place to see conversions. I hope this video cleared all your doubts. In short, if you're a local service business, then select leads and search. And if you're an e-commerce website or sell products online, choose sales and search options. Leave the rest for the ads experts and big businesses with big budgets so they can play around with and test out. Thank you for watching until the end. I hope you got a lot out of the video. So our goal here is to help you generate the best quality leads so you can fill out your diary with more customers and grow your business. And that's it from me. And by the way, if lead generation is a problem for you right now, then there's a link in the description that will help you solve that problem in under 3 minutes. I want to say a big thank you again for watching this video. If you want to see more like this, please do like and subscribe and also leave a comment in the comment section. We read and respond to all the comments we get. Have a great day. I'll see you on the next one.